Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. In this episode, I will weigh in on the question, can permaculture feed the world? I've encountered this question a few times in conversation and most recently saw it while reading some permaculture articles. The short answer to this question is yes. Why do I say that? Because of the work of various master gardeners in the United States, Steve Solomon in his book, Growing When It Counts, Peter Bain in the Permaculture Handbook and his conversation about garden farming, and John Jeevan's Biointensive Gardening Method. This body of work indicates that it's possible to grow all of the food necessary to properly support human life on as little as 1/10 to 1/3 of an acre of land, while maintaining soil fertility. How are we able to do that? Because the figure for the amount of needed land includes the space necessary to also grow the green manures, mulches, and compost material to return to the soil. Of that 1/10 to 1/3 of an acre that we're using, only 30% is for growing food. The majority, the remaining 70%, is there to maintain soil fertility. If we need the high end of that number, 1/3 of an acre to feed someone, is there enough land in the world to do so? Here we're in luck, because there is. According to the statistics from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, there's a little over 1 acre of arable land for every person currently alive on Earth. And with permaculture techniques, it's possible to improve degraded land and increase the amount of land useful for growing food. So on paper, it's possible to feed the world's current population several times over. In practice, though, there are numerous barriers to overcome, probably the greatest of which is the distribution of resources. Having plenty of arable land in the world to feed everyone is great to know, but the issue is that the land is spread all over the world and our population, though we're on every continent, is not living in the same proportions as the locations of this land. Now that we know that we can do it, let's find some solutions on how to do it. With that, I'd like to end with some questions for you. 1. Other than resource distribution, what other problems do you see with feeding the world's population using permaculture? 2. How would you go about making a difference? If you have a response to this or any other episode, please email me, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com. Leave a comment in the notes for this episode, or call the voicemail line, 717-827-6266. Until we meet again, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.